رمضان 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 يا حبيب رمضان رمضان.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة 100 حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم.
The attribute of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah is like the attribute of a grain of corn which sprouts 7 ears, each ear bearing 100 grains, and Allah multiplies further for whomsoever He pleases, for Allah is bountiful, all-knowing. Helping the less fortunate people of the society is something which the Quran has emphasized upon in many verses, and is a hallmark of the message of the Prophet, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, from his earliest days in Mecca. In this portion of Surah Al-Baqarah, it is not only one or two verses which speak about charity and giving to others, but rather there are 24 verses back to back which introduce charity, financial assistance, economic equality, and other such related topics. The above verse which we are focusing on speaks about charity, and Allah presents us with a parable so that we may further appreciate, based on our very simplistic look at our relationship with Allah, that when we give in His way, we will receive many fold back from Him. Charity is one of the most important topics which Islam has laid emphasis on within the Quran, and the statements of the Prophet and his family, may God's peace and blessings be upon all of them. And we are constantly told that it is not enough to have a celestial connection, but we must also maintain our terrestrial connection and ensure that our family, friends, and even strangers, Muslim or not, whoever is in need, are all looked after. In this passage, Allah teaches us by means of a parable and tells us that those who give from their wealth in the way of Allah, that their comparison is like the planting of a seed in the ground from which sprouts 7 shoots. From every shoot there will come 100 seeds, totaling 700. However, that is not the end of it, and Allah clearly says that He will increase the reward of whomsoever He pleases. Therefore, our rewards are not limited to a multiplier of 700. Rather, they are endless, and Allah is generous in giving, and He knows everything. If we pay attention to this parable, we will realize that Allah compares a person who gives in His way to be like a seed which is planted in the ground, which gives back so much. However, he should have compared their actions, not the person themselves. Now, this is something to reflect upon, and perhaps Allah worded it like this to get us to think about the depths of profundity about giving charity in His way, that our actions should stem from that which is deep within our souls. And the more that our actions take on a deeper role in our spiritual heart, in reality, the more we will grow at a spiritual level. In other words, the Quran is showing us that there is a connection between a person's actions and the actions themselves, and they are two sides of the same coin. Therefore, it is not only a monetary reward which we should be looking forward to, such as a 700 times reward, but rather a spiritual expanse of 700 times or more of our inner heart and core. Point of reflection. When we give to others, let us never think that we are doing them a favor. Rather, we are doing ourselves a favor by fulfilling our religious obligations, for which we ask Allah to not only give us rewards in the life to come, but more importantly, that we can spiritually grow in this world right now.
رمضان 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 يا حبيب رمضان رمضان لي رأيتك دوما قريب رمضان.